This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone to tonight's shiur. The shiurim on Sefer Shemais are again graciously sponsored by Mishpachas Zakheim, Dr. Zakheim, Le'iloi Nishmas, Reb Shloima, Eliezer, Ben Harav Yaakov, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia. This shiur is sponsored by Reb Eliezer Jacobowitz in honor of having his first grandson, Naftali Nisanel, born to Yoel and Tzipporah Bodenheim. Mazel tov, mazel tov, tizkeh legadloi, letorah, lechuppah, lemasim tovim. May he see much nachas from this new edition and from his whole mishpacha. The learning of Chodesh Shvat is generously sponsored in memory of Meir Ben David, Olav HaShalom, by our dear friends, Mr. and Mrs. David Israeli of Great Neck. Okay, so we have a very interesting subject tonight, and it's going to be a little bit different than most shiurim. Most shiurim, the siyata, the shmaya, they're very neatly packaged, and at the end, we put some wrapping paper, we tie a bow around it, and we put it in your pocket, and you take it home, you put it in your back pocket. Now, this shiur, I had absolutely no idea where it was going. Actually, as about 2 hours ago, I bechlal had no idea where it was going. And then I came across two marmakoymos that tied it all together. So hopefully we'll be able to have a conclusive shot. And I want to thank a very special person, the Rebbetzin Shetichya, who made a color-coded chart. So this way you can take home whatever we learn tonight. You'll be able to... And tonight, charge for that to walk in the camera. You can just no. It's good.
There's one of those for everybody.
It's good. I need the income. I need the.
There's one for everybody.
But now you.
I tried.
Yeah, there's one for everybody. I'm not giving out. Okay, so Parshas Boy speaks about the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah of the new moon, the new months of the year. We know in Judaism, the time is different than in any other religion. Actually, if you ask most people what kind of calendar is the Jewish calendar, most people would say it's a lunar calendar, which is not true. It's not a lunar calendar. Islam is a lunar calendar, so their holidays are floating. You know, Ramadan means the floating holiday. We don't have we don't have only a lunar calendar, because on the one hand, Hashem says, "Achodesh hazeh lochem," which indicates that we do follow the moon. On the other hand, we have Shamar's Chodesh Ha'aviv. You have to preserve that Pesach comes out in the spring. So how could, if Pesach always comes out in the spring, that means it's a solar calendar. Pesach coming out in the spring is a solar, and Sukkot has to come out to Kufas Hashanah.
That's why we're extra Adar.
That's why sometimes we have this idea of extra Adar, which is L'chaparas Pasha. So really, it's a hybrid calendar. It's a lunar calendar that's kept in check with certain security markers, namely Pesach and Sukkot and so forth. So here in this week's parasha, we have the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. In fact, it's so much the beginning of the Torah that Rashi, the very first Rashi, what's the first Rashi? Says the Torah should have began, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. So we once had a Matana Min HaShamayim, that the Makos are really a redo of creation, and therefore the Makos are really Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, take two. And in take two, Hashem decided to listen to Rashi and to start with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so this is for Parshas Boy, I have in my files, I want to talk about Rosh Chodesh. The only thing is, in my files, it says we're going to talk about the 12 permutations of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Fine, we never spoke about that yet. But this year, I decided to do something a little different. I want to speak about the idea that the 12 Shvatim correspond to... the zoom went off. The 12 Shvatim correspond to the 12 months of the year. That the 12 months of the year correspond to the 12 Shvatim. So, for instance, if you look at Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash says, Kol Eila Shivtei Yisrael Shnei Masar. All of these tribes of Israel are 12, and elsewhere they're called Nesiim, elsewhere they're called could you hear me? Could you hear me? Okay. Yeah, the bandwidth is low tonight, sorry. So the Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it based on the foundation of the 12 Shvatim. In fact, the Baal HaTurim points out that the opening pasuk in Shemais begins with a vav and ends with a vav. Ve'ela Shemais b'nei Yisrael ba mitzar me'isach yishvesa ba'u. So it begins with a vav and ends with a vav, indicating that the whole Torah stands on the 12 Shvatim. So there's an idea that the Torah stands on the 12 Shvatim, and therefore, as part of creation, the number 12 is a building block of creation. So time, there are 12 hours in the day, there are 12 hours in the night, there are 12 months of the year. So the Medrash makes that the calculation that the times, the time segments, the time amounts are connected to the 12 Shvatim. That's why there are 12 hours in the day, and that is why there are 12 months keneged the 12 Shvatim. That's the starting point. There are 12 months a year keneged the 12 tribes. However, that's very fertile ground. So the 12 tribes correspond to the 12 months. Which Shevet corresponds to which month? So you would assume, we'll start with Nisan, that's the first month of the year. Nisan must be Reuven, and Iyar is Shemayin, and Sivan is Levi, and Tammuz is Yehuda. I mean, presumably, right? Keseder Toldoisam. And then in the back of my head, licked in cup, that maybe there's more than one opinion of how to slice it, more than one opinion how to skin the cat. Maybe there's another way to do it. And I said, okay, let me look into it. And lo and behold, the number of opinions of which Shevet corresponds to which month is outrageous. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it got so confusing that we're going to hand out a color-coded chart soon, because I don't want to get you to get distracted with all the beautiful colors on this. So I'm going to withhold giving it out until a little bit later. And let's begin with the first approach. The main approach, the most used and known approach, really is sourced in the Shari Oira. The Shari Oira is one of the earliest Sifrei Kabbalah, Rav Yosef Giktilia. And he learns that there's a concept of 12 Chaysamais. Basically, there are 12 permutations of Hashem's name. You know, the letters Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei could be unscrambled in 12 ways. And therefore, there are 12 months of the year corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. And the way the 12 Shvatim correspond to the months of the year is Keseder Nisiyasa, on the way they travel through the Midbar. The Degolim. And by the way, the Degolim, who established the Degolim in the Midbar? Anyone remember? Who has established where each Shevet stands in the Midbar? The north, the south, the east, and the west. Shlomi is saying good. Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu said, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you're going to carry my mita on this side. Yehuda, Yisrael, Chazbun, you carry that side. The way they carried the coffin of Yaakov Avinu is the way the Degolim were situated in the Midbar. So, if you never opened up the Sefer Shari Oira, it's a great schus just to see how he sets this up. Take a look at number two. He has Degel Aleph, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. Degel Beis, Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Degel Gimel, Ephraim, and Asher, Binyamin. Degel Dalet, Don, Asher, Naphtali. Now, why Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun go together? By the way, it's very interesting. Who were the Shvatim of Torah? Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. 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 Why? Because they were the closest to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi says, Oile Tzadik, Oile Toiv le Tzadik, Toiv le Shechenai. Now, if you ask most people, who is the Shevet of Tyra? Would they think it's Zevulun? Zevulun are the financiers of Tyra. You would think Yisachar, Yehuda, but Zevulun are the financiers of Tyra, the Balei Tyra. Only someone who learns Torah and appreciates what Torah is can properly support it, can properly finance it. But someone who's so far removed from it, he'd rather give money to all the what I call the Jewish welfare organizations. But many people are willing to give charity to, I don't want to mention names, for organizations that help sick people and disabled people, and choylim, and poor people, and they're all wonderful. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giboirim, kulam kedoshim. However, the priority of tzedakah, the number one priority, is Talmud Torah. And those who learn Torah could appreciate it and could support it. So just in a nutshell, then, the order of the Shvatim is not Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Yamin. It's Keseder, Nisiasan. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Tammuz, Av, and Elel, Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Tishrei, Chezron, Kislev, Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. And Teve, Shvat, and Adar, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. So we're now in the month of who? We're in the month of Asher. We're in Asher's month. Now, where does this Mahalach come from? This is sourced in the Arizal. This is Shitas Arizal, in the Arizal's Gersa, in the Sefer HaYetzira, where the Arizal writes in the Eitz HaDas Toiv. When I say that Arizal writes, the Arizal didn't write anything. Reb Chaim Vital writes in the Eitz HaDas Toiv that the 12 Chaysamais correspond to the 12 Mazalois that correspond to the 12 Shvatim, the Shvatim situated as Degolim. Who else says this?
Does Naphtali have both Adars?
So according to this approach, both Naphtali would be Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Yeah. Okay. Now,
Now,
the first Medrash that we started with said they're connected to the 12 Shvatim, but if you want to count Levi, then you can't count Menashe and Ephraim. If you want to, you have to count just Yosef. If you want to count Menashe Ephraim, you can't count Levi. But it's always 12. There's always 12. Now, the Shlach HaKadosh says the same approach. If you look at number 4, Parshas Vayetze, the Shlach HaKadosh says, Ulu umas yud bei shiftei b'nei Yisrael, arba de golem, the 12 shvatim correspond to the 12 months, but only in the order of their flags, uv'chol degal shloisha shvatim. So, the Holy Sefer, b'nei Yisachar, which speaks about each month of the year and which Shevet corresponds to each month of the year. With which system does the Bnei Yisachar go? Because I'll tell you off the bat, Rav Yaakov Emden has a different system. You look in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, and he tells you each month who's the corresponding Shevet of that month. And let's take a look for a moment in number 11. Rav Yaakov Emden says, so if I ask you right now, according to the Shari Oira, who's the month of Tammuz? So we have the Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Who's Tammuz? According to the Shariyar, Reuven. And what does Rabbi Yaakov Emden say? Number 11, Mazloi Sertan. This is Chodesh Tammuz. The Mazel of Tammuz is the crab, cancer. Shivta Yehuda. It's Yehuda. Huh? Yehuda, we just said that the Shevet of Tammuz is Reuven. No, Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes Keseder Toldoisam, the way they were born. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. So what's Shvat? According to Rabbi Yaakov Emden? So that is the second to last month. Shvat?
Yosef.
And what's Adar? Binyamin, Mordechai Atzadik. So far we have two approaches. We have the Arizal approach, the approach of the Shari Oira, the Shlach Kadosh, the way the Bnei Yisachar goes, and that is, it's Keseder Nisiyasan, the way they traveled in the Midbar. Rav Yaakov Emden, Keseder throughout the months, he says it goes Keseder Toldoisam. Yehuda is Tammuz. Yehuda has to do with Cheres, as it says in Shoiftim, and therefore they are connected to the rise and fall of the sun. Okay, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now, let's examine the Bnei Yisachar, because Bnei Yisachar goes every month with the order of the Shari Oira, that it's Keseder Toldoisam. So according to the Bnei Yisachar, what month are we in now? Again, we're in the second to last month of the year. So if you look back at number 2, we're in the month of Shvat. Who's the Shevet? Asher. What does Asher got to do with Shvat? What do we know about Asher? Olive oil. What do? They dip their feet in olive oil. They sit back, they relax, and they dip v'toivel b'shem en raglay. By the way, you all look very stressed out. You know why? Because you've never dipped your feet in olive oil. If you would just sit back for a moment, remove your shoes, remove your socks, and dip your feet in olive oil, You'll be very fortunate. Ki yeshruni banos v'toivel b'shemen raglai. That's why, when by the Chanukah, why is Chanukah 8 days? So the Rishonim say they had to get to the share of Asher. Asher is 3 days away. Why Asher? Asher is where all the olive oil plants are. Now, olive oil engenders what? Chachma, right? Shem and Zayis makes you smize. It makes you a pikeach. Why do you need Chachma for Shvat? Because you need Chachma to understand the Eitz Chayim, and Shvat is the month of Tu B'Shvat, the month of the Eitz. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, what month does he teach to Kal Yisrael the Torah? Vayidaber Moshe al Kol Yisrael be Ashtei Osar Chodesh be'Echad HaChodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the Sefer Devarim when? In Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The only date in the Torah of Moshe teaching Torah to Kal Yisrael is Shvat. Why? It's the month of Chachma, because everyone sits back and they dip their toes in olive oil and they become smart. Do you remember the shir from like 4 or 5 years ago? Who had the best all-time memory? Rav Yehuda Aryeh of Modena. Do you remember this? Because he ate every day bread, he dipped it in olive oil, so he never forgot anything. Well, who's Rav Yehuda Aryeh of Modena? He's the author of Yom Kippur Katan. Do you remember? He's buried on Lido Island in Italy. This was a long time ago. Anyway. Yeah. By the way, I'll tell you an interesting thing. I just got the Zmirois, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in a Sefer, not to eat olives more than every 30 days. Why? Because it says, Haragel Bezesim, it makes you forget. Now some say, but you could counteract it with olive oil. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't buy into that. Some say that if the olive is pickled, it won't make you forget. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't buy into that. Fine. So he says, but it's haragel. What's haragel? More than once every 30 days. So he allows you to, it's not usur, but if you want to have a good memory, don't eat olives more than every 30 days. Now, I happen to love olives. And it's a very big nisayon for me. It's one of my biggest challenges in life. The MS. So I once asked the Shai, I once asked Reb Shmuel first, you know, because Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a chiddush, because according to most poskim, if it's pickled, it's not an issue. So I was looking for like, you know, maybe we could rely on the shita that if it's pickled, he said, no, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the biggest bucky on these things. But I recently found a gevaldige kula from Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself in his mirois. And lately I've been relying on it. Hopefully this doesn't explain any... Reb Chaim Kanievsky says on Shabbos, nothing, you can't forget things on Shabbos. How do we know? Because it says, Zochor Asiyama Shabbos Lekadshei. Shabbos is day of Zechira. And therefore on Shabbos, you don't have to be Zohar on those things that make you forget. So after that, I made sure every Friday night I have my olives. And I'm relying. Because here's the thing. It's Hey Mamru Ve Hey Mamru. Who holds you shouldn't eat olives more than every 30? Everyone else tells you you're allowed to. So Chaim Kanievsky himself says you could do it on Shabbos. No, that's pretty... that's pretty legit. Okay. Anyway, that's just a side note. So Asher is, that's the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar goes with the Shita of the Shari Oira, the Arizal, that is Keseder Nesiyasan. And therefore the Bnei Yisachar also sets up something very interesting. Take a look at number 16 and number 17. And do not look at number 15. Make believe number 15 is not on the sheet. Just by like glancing at it, you could start falling into like a dark hole over there. So just withhold yourself from number 15. You know already number 15 is very Kabbalistic, and it is. But we're going to come to that. The Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, in the Sefer Agra de Pirka, he brings that we know Klal Yisrael has two Mashiachs. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. When we say Mashiach ben Yosef, it's specifically Ephraim. Okay? Now, Mashiach ben David will come in Nisan. B'Nisan Negalu, or B'Nisan Asidin Ligal, as the Bnei Yisachar holds, Yehuda is Nisan. Mashiach ben Yosef, on the other hand, is Ephraim, is Tishrei. So he says, you have these 2 months of the year. Tishrei is the month of Geula of Mashiach ben Yosef. Nisan is the month of Geula of Mashiach ben David. Now, the real Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is only b'machshava, because in Tishrei, When did Hashem create the world? In Nisan or Tishrei? The answer is, Arizal says, He created in Nisan, but it was Olo b'machshava to do it in Tishrei. So Tishrei is a month of thought. Nisan is a month of action. Nisan is a month of actual Mashiach. Tishrei is a month of the thought of Mashiach. Which Mashiach will be killed in war? Mashiach ben Yosef. Because since he's the month of Tishrei, and Tishrei is the month of Din, so he's subject to the Din of Tishrei, Mashiach ben David is the month of Nisan, Nisan is Kulay Rachamim. So this is the system of the Arizal, the Shari Oira, followed by the Bnei Yisaschar and all of his writings. So in other words, if you're a Bnei Yisaschar man, And you study each month, and you read what he's saying, that it corresponds to a particular Shevet, you should know he's using the system of the Arizal and the Shari Oira, as opposed to Rav Yaakov Emden, that it's Keseder Tal Doisam. Now, one second. So you think, okay, it's pretty simple. Just mute everyone here. You think it's pretty simple. There are two systems. There's Keseder Nesiyasan and Keseder Tal Doisam. I could not believe, saying like 3 days ago, I thought, you know, the Shvatim, and how does it go? I knew like 1.5 systems. And then I discovered there are at least 7 systems of which Shevet corresponds to which month. So now I'm not going to confuse you anymore. I want everything to be clear. The Ribbon Shem should be Mavarech, the Rebbetzin. She worked very hard on putting this together. She said, I'm going to make you the boxes, and then you fill it in. I said, I don't know how to do anything. I'm going to tell you what to fill in. We're going to have all the systems over here. You could take it home and you could study it, analyze it. Okay, so we've done so far the Arizal and Rav Yaakov Emden. Let us now go on to the Megala Amukais.
What's the Nafkamina?
The Nafkamina is, let's say you're Mekadesh and Isha Almanas, that this month is Shevet Asher. So according to the Shari Oira, it's a good Kedushin. And according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it would not be a good Kedushin. No, that's just a joke. That's a famous, you know, thing in yeshiva. They clear Chakira. What's an Afkamin? What difference is it if you make your Mekadesh a woman on condition that of this tzad of Reb Shimon Shkop? It's a joke, you know. It's to know, to appreciate, to understand the connection. If we know which Shevet corresponds to a certain month, we know what the character of the month is. Perhaps we know what we need to focus on during that month. We know what the personality of the month is. It gives us a deeper understanding of our Avodah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Zmanim, of the Yom Tovim that fall out during that time. Okay, let us go to Megala Mukos. So Megala Mukos gives us very little, other than the Megala Mukoi says in this week's Parsha that the 12 Chadashim correspond to the 12 Shvatim. Ruvain is Nisan. So again, you know that he's not saying like the Shari Oira. Maybe he's saying like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Iyar is Shemain. And that's all he says. The only thing is Megala Mukoi says in Parshas Shemais that Yosef is Adar. Now we once spoke extensively. It's most mistaber that Yosef is Adar. Why? Because it's the only month that has 2 months. So Yosef has Menashe and Ephraim, so they're 2 Adars. Like, come on, it's gotta be Adar. In fact, we had a shiur 2 or 3 years ago from Rabbi Yonis and Ibish. It's Mazel Adar Dogim. Which dog? The Leviathan, the male and the female. And we know one of them was killed. That's why it's usually 1 Adar. But when there are 2 Adars, it's like, Me'ein Olam Haba, it's like the Levyasin of La'asad Lavai. But the Megala, and now, listen to this. What's the Raya that Yosef is Adar? Because Vayava Yosef, listen to this, Es Dibasam Ra'a. Es Dibasam Ra'a, as Rosh Teva is Adar. In fact, Rav Levi Yitzchak Abarditchev writes explicitly that Adar is Yosef. Now, I always thought Adar was Yosef. I once heard many years ago from, you know where? I must have heard it about 20 years ago from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman on a tape that from the Sefer Kunshas Dibei Chalomos of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok HaKohen used to have dreams, and he wrote a Sefer about all his dreams. You know who else who had really geshmaka dreams? Reb Chaim Falaji. Chaim Falaji had very geshmaka dreams. If anybody wants to go to the kever of Chaim Falaji,
where is it?
I'll give you a kvital.
Where is it, Papa?
I did that one already.
Where are you buried?
Reb Chaim Falaji. You know where he's buried? In Turkey. It's a good place. So he sends regards. Reb Chaim Falaji had... We were zoicha to be by the kever of Chaim Falaji, and we were at the kever of his son, Rabbi Avram Falaji, and it happened to be his yard site on that day. Yeah, okay. So Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen says that Ador is Yosef, but he says something very interesting. So you think if Ador is Yosef, he's going like the Megala Amukos. No. He says, Nisan is Yehuda. So who's that? Nobody. Nobody. And listen to how he explains it. Yehuda always has an ascent in Nisan, and Yosef always has an ascent in Adar. Remember, in the Chodesh Nisan, by the Hakamas HaMishkan and the Chanukah HaMizbeach, who brought the carbon on the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Nachshon ben Aminadav, Lamate Yehuda. Shlomo HaMelech was coronated in what month? In the month, of course, of Nisan. But Yehoshua ben Nun from Shevet Yosef, when was he coronated? Think. When did Yehoshua become the Melech? When Moshe passed away, the month of Adar. Because Yosef is the month of Adar, and Yehuda is the month of Nisan. When Kal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was what month? Nisan. Yehuda l'kach. It's the month of Yehuda. Yosef is the month of Adar. Therefore, Mashiach ben Yosef is the month of Adar. Not like the Bnei Yisachar said it's the month of Tishrei. And Mashiach ben David is the month of Nisan. Now, this is very mistaber, like Reb Tzadik HaKohen is saying, is because we know Mashiach ben Yosef immediately precedes Mashiach ben David. When does Mashiach ben David come? Ben Nisan nigalu, Nisan sin ligal. But before Mashiach comes, who you got to kill? Amalek. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan writes that we lain about Amalek in Chodesh Adar, because we destroy Amalek in Adar, and Mashiach comes in Nisan. Who destroys Amalek? Yosef. Bnei Rachel. So Mashiach ben Yosef is Adar, and Mashiach ben David is Nisan. So we already have four approaches. Okay? He doesn't fill in any of them. And that explains why all of these boxes are blank. Because I do not know what the Megala Amukos ascribes to any of the other months. I would guess, and I think I'm right, that there are really only six approaches, and the Megala Amukos goes like the Shita of the Ravid. Take a look at the Ravid on the bottom, because that's the only that the Ravid could be consistent with the Megala Amukos. But all the Megala Amukos says Reuven and Shimon is Nisan and Iyar, and Adar is Yosef. One time, and I got a beautiful Shalach Manas from somebody who listens to the Shurim. Like 8 years ago, we gave a Shir on the meaning of the months of the year. Do you remember this? Nisan means something. Iyar means something. You know, each word means something. So somebody sent me a colorful calendar, like the whole shir in artwork. So this is an interesting art project, no? Okay. It was you? No, okay. Next approach. The Maral of Prague. Now, I'll tell you where this came from. In one of the Perushim on the Bnei Yisachar, they said there are only three Mahalchim. And they grouped the Megala Amukos together with the Arizal. So I decided I don't trust anybody. I looked up Megala Amukos, and of course he says differently than the Arizal. They said the Maral also goes like the Arizal. I looked at the Maral. He doesn't say like any of the above. So it's always good to read the footnotes and then check up why they might not be accurate. Anyway, so let's take a look at the Maral. Maral is very interesting. The Maral learns, it goes as follows, similar to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulon, but we would say, Don Naphtali, says Maral, no! What are you going to the Bnei Bila Bnei Zilpah for? You should go to Bnei Rachel! So it should be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulon, Yosef! Binyamin! Dan Naphtali Gad Asher. And then it would come out, Yosef is Chodesh Tishrei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, when did Yosef get out of jail? Tishrei. It's his month. It's the month of Tishrei. Eidus b'hoisev samay b'tseisal eretz Mitzrayim. So there are two b'chayrim, Rabbi Yisai, of Yaakov. Reuven and Yosef. Reuven is Nisan, Yosef is Tishrei. That's Maral of Prague. Who says like that? Nobody. Not the Ari, not the Megal HaMukos, not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, not Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, not the Raven, not Rabbi, nobody. This is the approach to the Maral. How are you going to remember it? You have your colored, coded chart over here. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we said already, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is the simplest. You look at it, it's Keseder Toldoisam. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Ben Yamin. Frekt Reb Yitzchak Yosef, Yosef Yitzchak. Frekt Reb Yitzchak Yosef. Why are there question marks by the Maral? So the answer is, for the sake of accuracy, the Maral does not say who the last four Shvatim are. He just says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Yosef, Ben Yamin. He doesn't say the four. Now, I think it's pretty safe to say it's Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. But because he didn't say it, therefore, in this holy chart, color-coded chart, I want everything to be Emes Amitai. I can't write something unless it's... I made a question mark. Thank you for being my ear.
In what order did Yaakov bench his children?
Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, bring a Chumash. Yisachar, Zevulun, bring the Chumash. I'm under the gun here. Help me out.
What?
No.
And
no.
It wasn't.
No.
So why would you think that Yosef should be and Binyamin should be counted before that?
Because Yosef is Tishrei. Because Yosef got out of jail in Tishrei.
But I'm saying, but Yaakov benched his children according to the way they were.
Born. Who said Yaakov had this chart? Yaakov didn't have this chart.
He wouldn't know this. Yaakov.
Here, look, Yehuda. Yisachar? No. Zevulun Yisachar. Why?
Because Zevulun...
Main Kemach Ein Taira, that's why. Yeah? Dun?
The same thing by Menashe and Ephraim.
Dun, I've heard. God? Asher? Naphtali? Whoa. Now this looks like a shir. It's completely out of order. Yosef Binyamin. You knew that? Anyone knew that? I didn't know that. Tomorrow people are going to say, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, right. Okay.
Somebody writes in the same
order. What?
There's different orders.
There are many different orders. I'm going to show you something very interesting. Okay, two more. It's not so complicated. Obviously, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz has to have like a completely different system of the months. And this system is actually... Oyom v'noira, how beautiful it is. Okay? Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz says it goes in order of the chashivos, but he agrees to the Maral of Prague. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Yosef, Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, but instead of starting in Nisan, it starts in Tishrei. Now watch this. Tishrei is Reuven. Why? Who's the first person who did tshuva? He's wearing sack. He's doing tshuva for being mevabel yitzuei aviv. Reuven. So Reuven is Tishrei. Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a fiercely angry month. The mabul came in Cheshvan. The mabul came in the month of bull. Mabul. That's why you ever wonder why it's called bull? I mean, the month is called Beis Vav Lamed because of mabul.
Membul. 40 days, mem is 40.
Ooh, very nice. Rabbi Ezra saying good. Rabbi Ezra says, mem, 40 days of what? Bull.
No, of the rain.
Of the Bahola. Okay, very nice. I like that. Now, what else do we ask for in Cheshvan? For rain. Because rain comes, gevurois geshamim. Keneged Shimon. Arapam. Shimon had a fierce, passionate personality. Kislev. What happened in Kislev? It's Chanukas HaMizbeach. It was the Chanukah of the Mishkan. It was Chanukah, the Shevet Levi. Kislev is Levi. No, don't say it's very good. It's very solid. Right? All the Mishkan, all the Chanukah, all the Hakama of the Mishkan was the month of Kislev. Teves is Yehuda. Why? Because when the Shevet Yehuda misbehaved, when they acted improperly, we know the other Shvatim were exiled hundreds of years before the Yehuda. When Yehuda did not act appropriately in Israel, Nebuchadnezzar came in one month. Chodesh Teves, he surrounded Yerushalayim the first time. Shavat. Remember, Shavat is the month of Torah, the Eitz Chaim. Moshe taught this Torah in Shvat. Yisachar is Shvat. He's the Shevet of Torah. Now Zevulun, watch this. First of all, Adar is twin month. Zevulun was a twin. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Now, what's the mazel of Adar? Dagim. What did Zevulun do? They're fishermen. So Zevulun is Adar. Nisan. Nisan is Yosef. How do I know? Because Yosef is the one, he brought us down to Mitzrayim. Bitseisaylatzam, he brings us out of Mitzrayim with his Aroin. So he's the month of Nisan. He brings us to Mitzrayim, he takes us out of Mitzrayim. Iyar, Binyamin. Shloimai built the first Beis HaMikdash. He started in Chodesh Iyar, in the Chelek of Binyamin, the month of Binyamin. Sivan. What does Dan do? Dan gathers, he's Ma'asev Kalamachanois, right? Dan is Ma'asev Kalamachanois. What do we need in Chodesh Sivan for Kabbalah Satayra? We need someone to gather all of Klal Yisrael around Har Sinai, Kish Echad, Blev Echad. And the Pasuk says about Har Sinai, Mishamayim Hishmata Din, that's Dan. And without Kabbalah Satayra, what happens on Vav Sivan? Hashem brings Midas Hadin, and he says, Sham Tehek Furaschem, that's Shevet Dan. Now, Naftali. What's Naftali? Ayala Shalucha. He's a quick agent. What month were the Meraglim, the agents, sent out? The month of Tammuz.
Says the same day that Amalach Shel Esav fought Yaakov, that was the same day that it was the... for every day of the year there's a Malach. That day was the day of Tisha B'Av, the Malach Shel Tisha B'Av.
Wow. Okay. Speaking about Av... Av is a month we have bad mazel because we're ruled over by the mazel. The month of Av, we're like dominated by the mazel. God, what does God mean? God means mazel, Rashi says. And then finally, Elul is Asher. Asher is compared to daughters. Ki Ishruni Banois. That's why Elul is Besula, so it's connected to Asher. So this is the approach of Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz. Who says that? Who else says that? Nobody. Nobody comes close to starting with Ruvain, but starting with Tishrei instead of starting from Nisan. And then we have the most mysterious of all. Now I'm gonna tell you a little clue. A boy came over to me 2 weeks ago. It was Parsha Shemais, Friday night. It was Reb Tzvi's son, and he asked me the following question. Take a look at number 18. Reuven, Shemoin, Levi, Vihuda. So far, so good. Yisachar, Zevulun, Uven, Yamin, Dan, Naftali, Gad, Asher. You ever read these psukim before in your life? I read them 500 times. I was never bothered by what in the world is Binyamin doing in the middle of the psukim. So here's how I finagled out of this one. So this little boy came over Friday night. I said, look, you know, Yisachar Zvulun go together. Dan Naftali go together. Gad Va'asher go together, right? They're all... Because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they were born at one time. Yisachar, Zevulun were born at another time. Dan, Aftar, the Bnei Shvachas. God, Asher, where are you going to put Binyamin? You can put him in the first pasuk, so you're going to have 5 and 2 and 4. You're gonna put him in the last pasuk, last. You're gonna have five. He's after the Bnei Leah. Binyamin is the most chashav, so that's the most appropriate place to put him. But I never really picked up on the significance of this until I saw this Ravid. The Ravid is quoted in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So whenever any month, right, we said the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Emden is that the months of the year correspond to the Shvatim in order of Kisol Doisim, in the order of their birth, yeah? And then when the Ravid says differently, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, and the Ravid says like this. I was always going, where's the Ravid? So I still quote, the Ravid is in the Hakdama of the Sefer HaYetzirah. So I figured, okay, let me give it a shot. And I see this, you know, this black hole over here, this spooky thing. And sure enough, on this chart, which has the 12 mazalos, and it has 12 different permutations of Hashem's name, and the 12 months, it has the 12 Shvatim. But look what the Ravid does. Nisan is Reuven. Iyar is Shimon. Sivan is Levi. Tammuz is Yehuda. Av is Yisachar. Elul is Zevulun. And now Rav Yaakov Emden takes it, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. And what does the Ravid do? Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher, Yosef. And I could not figure out for the life of me, where in the world did the Ravid get this order of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Zevulun? All of a sudden, Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher, Yosef. Where did the Ravid get this from? I look around, and in a footnote in the new print of the Ma'arva Shemesh of Chernobyl, he brings that Shitas HaRavid is based on the opening psukim in Shemais. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Uvin, Yamin, Dan, Venaftali, God, Ve'asher. So I figured, if we could crack this order and explain the Ravid, this would be revolutionary. Sure enough, the Kehilas Yaakov, which is one of the earliest Sifrei Kabbalah, he basically says the reason of the order of the Ravid is totally based on the interconnection of the Sfirois. And to explain that, I will let you break your head over that at any time you want. I have it on the sheet, and I don't even have enough of words to be able just to say over the words. But just understand there's another approach that's the Shita of the Ravid, where it's based on, the opening psukim of Shemais, and it's the way the Shvatim correspond to the Sfirois, the way the Sfirois connect to each other, that is how the months are outlined. So I figured it's a good enough shir just to learn that there's 7 different approaches of which each month corresponds to. I would probably say there are 6 approaches. I would imagine the Megala Amukos is the same as the Ravid, although I don't know for sure.
What's the second circle for? So you got the Tele, you got Nisan, you got Reuven, you got that's the, you know, Chaim.
The Oyev Chaim.
What's that second level for? Is it Chaim?
It seems like they're like 12 different brachos.
Brachos?
Different like shefa, different bounties HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on the world, and they're connected to various months and various Shvatim. And that's what it seems to be. So, right before going to print,
why is Tammuz the crab?
Because it's my birthday? I don't know.
No, seriously, why? How did they get that symbol?
It's not a great month, you know? It's not a great month. Bad things happen. It's the worst month of the year.
Okay.
You know what? You say Av is. No, Tammuz is worse. Av only has 9 bad days. Tammuz has 13. But on the flip side, when Hashem is mahapichet, it's going to be the best month of the year. So I reserve my birthday in the future best month of the year. And what's the best day of the month of Tammuz? Probably Chavav, 26. So I'm not saying what day my birthday is, but giving a little clue. So it's really the best day of the year, because it's a day that will be transformed into Yom Tovim. And which day would you rather have than Chavav? Right? Okay. So I have it all worked out. So I thought this year it could have been, you know, we'll call it a day. We have 7 approaches or 6 approaches to the months of the year. And right before going to print, I found an awesome passage in Emunah Sitacha, Rav Moshe Wolfson, on Purim. And I think this is a good wrapping paper and a good bow. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, Yodua sheyud beis shvatim chuvanim keneged yud beis chadashim. Everyone knows. The 12 tribes correspond to the 12 months. And according to the Arizal and the Sefer Yetzira, it's the way they camped in the Midbar. And according to the Ga'onim, which Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes by, it's by the way they were born. And there are many other ways to spin it. So I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no, so like, how do they fit together? He says, look in the pre-tzaddik, which I saw, and I didn't see him saying this, so I need him to sort of bring out from Tzadik I saying that, that Hakol Emes, they're all true. All seven approaches are true. Ki lefa'amim moifia benefesh kayachzeh, ulefa'amim kayachzeh, ayin sham. Each month, you know, people think that everything is black and white. This month is Reuven, this month is Shimon, this month is Levi. No, we're now holding in the month of Asher, Gad, Yosef, Yisachar. We have at least four Shvatim. It's not so simple. And next month, oh, watch out for the Chodesh Adar. Next month is Naphtali, Yosef, Asher, Binyamin, and Zvulun. They're all true. They're dimensions of each Shevet in each month. So it's not like cookie cut. This month belongs to this Shevet. I don't think there's any month of the year. No. Every month of the year at least has three Shvatim that it could be associated with. And there's a dimension of truth to each approach. And just like we say Elu ve'elu on other Inyanim of Torah, it applies to this subject just as much. And that means that there are dimensions of each Shevet, the Kayach of each Shevet, the Hashpa of each Shevet in every month of the year. I think one thing is for sure, the permutation of Yud Kei Vav Kei that corresponds to a month of the year is specific for that month of the year. They're not like different ways to slice that. Although, maybe we should have another shir, maybe when Adar comes, there were months of the year that their permutations were switched. Stay tuned for more. Thanks everybody for coming. Bracha v'hatzlacha. So have a good Chodesh, Asher, God, Yosef, and Yisachar. Have a good night. Shkayach. Brach tia. Should we daven Marav here? Or should we daven downstairs? Here?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.